听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to study English with us here. Well, you know, if you think about it, music has a certain indescribable power. Music can bring people together. Music can change our moods. Music can inspire us and actually give us energy. But there's more. In this lesson, we're going to investigate how music has the power to calm, comfort, and even heal our bodies. Now, two key words for today include the phrasal verb tap into, as in our group decided to tap into the experiences of other parents with physically challenged children. And the noun therapist. Mr. and Mrs. Jones decided to see a marriage therapist to help them resolve a problem. Okay. This music lesson begins on page 26. Please follow in your magazines as we read.
Music to patients' ears. Music calms, comforts, and may even heal. Throughout time, people have loved music for its ability to transport them into a world of rhythm and melody. Recently, more and more hospitals and clinics have been tapping into the power of music, not only to comfort patients, but to help them heal as well. Welcome to the world of music therapy. After each of the two world wars, musicians visited hospitals and played instruments for injured soldiers suffering from emotional and physical pain. Today's music therapists continue this practice, playing instruments such as guitars and harps to bring comfort to their audiences.
Hi friends and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Esther. Today we're talking about a wonderful topic. We're talking about music. In fact, our article was called Music to Patients' Ears. We'll be talking about how music will calm, comfort, and even heal people who are sick.
Before we talk about that, though, let's take a look at our title again, Music to Patients' Ears. Now, this is a common idiom that we like to use in English, music to one's ears. If we say that's music to my ears, that means that you've just heard news that sounds very good to you, that makes you happy. You've heard something that is pleasing. For example, maybe I say, the fact that I got a pay raise was music to my ears. In other words, it was very good news. So it sounds like in this case, we're going to be talking about patients who are in hospitals who get to listen to some music that makes them very happy.
And we'll be learning about how music can help sick patients. So let's jump into our text. And our text starts off by saying, throughout time, people have loved music for its ability to transport them into a world of rhythm and melody. And Chelsea, I believe this is true, isn't it? When we listen to different types of music, it's as if we're entering another world.
I agree. We're being transported, our text says. And if you're transported, that means that you imagine you are in another place or in another time because of something that you see or hear. So these patients can be transported into a world of rhythm and melody. And recently, more and more hospitals and clinics have been tapping into the power of music. Now, Esther, if you tap into something, what are you doing?
you try to get benefit from this thing. So hospitals and clinics, they are using the power of music. They are getting a lot of benefits from music because they're learning that people do enjoy different types of music and the rhythm or the beat and the melody or with the music and the music tones affect people's emotions, and it helps people feel better.
It sure does. And so today we are going to be learning all about how music helps people who are sick. In fact, your text says, "Welcome to the world of music therapy." And we'll talk more about that later. But right now, we have some more information for you on what exactly music therapy is. So pay attention to this and maybe you'll learn a little bit more, and we'll be right back.
What is music therapy? According to the American Music Therapy Association, music therapy is an established healthcare profession that uses music to address physical, emotional, cognitive, and social needs of individuals of all ages. Music therapy not only helps those recovering from disabilities or illnesses, but also improves the quality of life for healthy individuals. So, what are you waiting for? Go listen to some music.
People have listened to music for thousands of years, but after each of the two world wars, World War I and World War II, musicians visited hospitals and played instruments for injured soldiers suffering from emotional and physical pain. And we know that in war, many people got hurt. Some people, their legs were cut off, or they had lots of different injuries, and these musicians would visit them and sing and play different instruments for them.
Yes, and I imagine it really calmed them down and helped them relax and maybe focus less on their injury and more on recovering. So, music therapists today continue this practice, and when we're talking about a therapist, we're talking about a person who has been specially trained in order to give a particular form of treatment for maybe a physical problem or an emotional problem. We've talked about that word music therapy. So a therapist is a person who participates in giving therapy to someone, and in this case, music therapy.
Right, and there's many different types of therapy. We have physical therapy if you get sick, or maybe if you pull a muscle, then you might see a physical therapist. There's also something called art therapy. You can use drawing and pictures and doing artwork to help you feel better. So therapists are people who help other people feel better, either physically or emotionally and even mentally.
And in the case of music therapists, they do things like playing instruments such as guitars and harps to bring comfort to their audiences. Now, most of you probably know what a guitar is, but a harp is also an instrument. It's very big and kind of a triangular shaped, and it has strings on it, and you play it with your fingers, and it's very, very beautiful. Well, we're going to go to the chat room right now and then take a break, but when we come back, we have a lot more information on the power of music for you, so stay with us.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken, and joining me for a chat today is Vicky. Hi, Vicky. Welcome.
Thank you, Ken. It's great to be here in the chat room. You know, when you say, welcome to the chat room, it's like music to my ears.
Music to your ears. You know, that's also the title of our lesson, Music to Patients' Ears. So what does music to one's ears mean?
Well, music is something we generally enjoy. So if something is music to our ears, then it's either very pleasing information or excellent news. For example, if your boss told you he was giving you a $10,000 raise, you could say, now that's music to my ears.
什么叫做 it's music to my ears? 就像听在我耳朵里头的音乐。 音乐是悦耳的,大家都爱听, 所以当你听到一个好消息或是一个好听的话, 你就可以说, it's music to my ears. So are there any other idioms that use ear?
Sure, there are lots of them.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Oh, now that's a good one. Well, to be all ears means to be very eager to hear what someone is going to say. And here's another one. If you're calling for help and people don't respond, you can say your calls for help are falling on deaf ears, meaning to be ignored by the people who heard you.
I've heard of wet behind the ears. What does that mean?
Well, to be wet behind the ears refers to being young and not very experienced. You know how baby animals, when they're born, are very wet? Well, that's where the phrase came from.
Interesting. 当动物刚出生时，它的全身都是湿湿的，因此呢 ，wet behind the ears， 耳朵后面是湿的，表示涉世未深，还很幼稚，没有经验。Fall on deaf ears， 掉在聋掉的耳朵上，意思就是没有听进去，有听到，但是没有反应。另外 ,to be all ears 是洗耳恭听的意思。若是有人跟你讲我刚刚听到一个好消息，你就可以迫不及待地说 I'm all ears, 好像是说我全身都长满了耳朵，准备好要听你讲的话。Any others?
Well, I think our students already got an earful.
An earful.
Right, an earful. That means to have heard enough. But we usually use this idiom with a scolding or maybe a complaint. A father may give his daughter an earful when she comes home too late.
I see. An earful, 字面上是耳朵被塞满。若是你 get an earful, 你就是听到一大堆的话，或者是听到大量的消息。但是这个片语呢，通常是带有负面的意思。比如说 I've got quite an earful of her chatter. 我听够了她那些没完没了的话。或是 The boy got an earful of his father's scolding. 男孩听够了他爸爸的斥责。
Now I know that taking a break is probably music to your ears, so we'll do this right now and we'll be right back.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Indeed, music is really a special thing. It doesn't matter if it's classical music, jazz, rock and roll, or pop. Music has the power to calm us, comfort us, and even heal our bodies and spirits. Two more keywords you need to know for this portion of the lesson include elevate. Listening to music is a great way to elevate one's spirits.And the verb counteract. Exercise will help to counteract the side effects of the medicine you're taking. Now let's discover what happens when a professional therapist brings his guitar to the hospital. We'll pick up the reading on line 14.
Music to patients' ears.Therapist Eric Mammon encourages his patients at a children's hospital to participate with him as he plays. During visits with 13-year-old cancer patient Lawrence Garcia, Mammon encourages Garcia to beat on electric drums while he plays the guitar. The therapy won't cure his cancer, but it does, according to Garcia's mom, take away much of the boy's depression.Music therapy can elevate patients' moods and ease the symptoms of depression, according to the American Music Therapy Association. Other benefits include relieving pain, calming tension, aiding sleep, counteracting worry or fear, and easing muscle tension.
So now let's take a look at one of the therapists, and we'll be learning about what he does. His name is Eric Mammon, and he visits children's hospitals. And what does he do? Well, he encourages these patients to participate with him as he plays an instrument. And if you participate with someone or something, it means you take part in. So these children will join him as he plays different instruments.
And one such child is a 13-year-old who has cancer, whose name is Lawrence Garcia. When Mammon visits him, he encourages Garcia to beat on electric drums while Mammon plays the guitar. Now, this sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like it would liven up a hospital room. And it sounds like the little boy would be able to really maybe cheer up a little bit. And I think his mom even says that it's helpful for him.
It sure does. His mom even says that it helps him take his mind off his sickness, and it helps some of the symptoms of depression that he has. So you can see on page 26, we have a picture of Mammon and Lawrence, and Mammon is playing, strumming his guitar, and you can see Lawrence beating on his electric drum set. And this is very beneficial because even though this therapy won't cure his cancer or won't completely heal his cancer, but it takes away a lot of his depression. And Chelsea, if someone is depressed or if they have depression, what does that mean?
Well, depression is a medical condition that makes you very sad or very anxious. It makes you feel very upset, and a lot of people deal with it. So it sounds like music can do a lot to help lift your spirits and lift that depression right away, such as it does in Lawrence Garcia's case. Now, let's move on. It says music therapy can also elevate patients' moods and ease the symptoms of depression, according to the American Music Therapy Association. So we've talked a little bit about depression already, but if we are elevating patients' moods, that word elevate is a new word. What does it mean?
It means to lift up or to help someone feel better, to improve their emotions and feelings. So it's a great word. Music can help elevate patients' emotions and their moods, and it can also do something else. It can ease their symptoms. So if you ease something, it means that it helps them feel like they have less of these symptoms of depression.
And it does even more. It goes on to tell us some of the other benefits or positive sides to this music therapy. And some of those include relieving pain. This actually means physical pain. Perhaps if you have an injury on your arm or your leg, or you've just had an operation or surgery, you are in a lot of pain. But maybe by focusing on that music and listening to it, you kind of forget about the pain you're in. So it feels like that pain is gone. It's been relieved. So in addition to relieving pain, we still have a couple of things that music therapy can do. Esther, what's another one?
Well, music therapy can help calm you. It can calm tension. And if someone feels very tense, they feel very nervous, or maybe they're a little worried. And sometimes when people are in hospitals, they do feel very tense. It can even help people sleep better. It can aid sleep, and it can also counteract worry or fear. Now, we see this word act and counteract, but can you tell us more about what this word means, Chelsea?
Sure. Counteract is a verb, and it means to reduce or prevent the bad effect of something by doing something that has the opposite effect. So this music can counteract worry or fear by making you think about the music that you're listening to. It has the opposite effect. And it also eases muscle tension. Now, just a minute ago, we saw the word that it can calm tension. And in that case, it means a nervous or worried feeling that makes it impossible for you to relax. But when we talk about muscle tension, we're talking about tightness or stiffness in your muscles. So either way you look at it, music therapy is wonderful for people who are sick and in the hospital. And we have more to learn about this tomorrow. But right now we're going to go to a skit. We'll see you later.
The more we sing together, 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 the more we sing together, the better you will hear.
Well, here we are at the hospital. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm sick. That's why I'm here. Ooh. Why are you here?
Oh.
And why did you bring those noisy instruments?
Oh, well, music has the ability to transport you into the world of rhythm and melody.
Can't you transport me in an ambulance?
No, no. You see, hospitals are tapping into the power of music.
The power of music. Oh. Music has power?
Oh, yes. Music can comfort and heal. This is called music therapy.
Will this music cure me?
Probably not, but it will make you feel better. It will elevate your mood and counteract depression.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, yes. And music has other benefits, too. It can relieve pain, calm tension, and aid sleep.
See? Music can also counteract worry and ease muscle tension.
Oh, music can do so many things.
Oh, that's right. Ready? Let's sing. 1, 2, 3. The more we get together, 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 the more we sing together, the better you will feel.
Is it working? Do you feel better now?
I think I'll feel better when we stop singing.
Oh, well, let's try again.
Yes!
The more we feel together, 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 the more we get together, the better we will sing.
I love music therapy.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 tap into 这个动词片语。tap 本来是指从某个地方接出液体来，但是 tap into something 在这里是指利用或者是开发。注意它的过去式还有过去分词或者是现在分词都要重复字尾的 p， 再加上 ed 或 ing。例如 ，many companies tapped into the cheap labor of this country to make a fortune。许多公司利用了这个国家便宜的人工来大发利市。Tap into 也指连上线，例如 She's capable of tapping into many wealthy investors， 她有办法和许多金主的投资者连上线。继续我们看的是 therapist 这个名词， therapist 是指治疗师，例如 a language 或者是 a speech therapist 是指语言治疗师，或者是 a physical therapist， P-H-Y-S-I-C-A-L 是指复健师。如果单独只是 therapist 就是指心理治疗师，和它相关的名词是 therapy， T-H-E-R-A-P-Y， 意思是治疗法。例如 The patient was in therapy for years， 这个病患接受治疗已经许多年了。最后我们看的是 counteract 这个动词， counter 是指反方向，Act 是指起作用，所以 counteract 就是指起反作用、抵消或者是中和。例如 ，antioxidants can counteract the effects of aging， 抗氧化物可以对抗老化所带来的影响，或者是 grapefruit juice sometimes counteracts the effects of medicine， 葡萄柚汁有的时候会抵消药效。And that's all the time we have for today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye bye.
Music to patients' ears. Music calms, comforts, and may even heal. Throughout time, people have loved music for its ability to transport them into a world of rhythm and melody. Recently, more and more hospitals and clinics have been tapping into the power of music.Not only to comfort patients, but to help them heal as well. Welcome to the world of music therapy. After each of the two world wars, musicians visited hospitals and played instruments for injured soldiers suffering from emotional and physical pain. Today's music therapists continue this practice, playing instruments such as guitars and harps to bring comfort to their audiences.Therapist Eric Mammon encourages his patients at a children's hospital to participate with him as he plays. During visits with 13-year-old cancer patient Lawrence Garcia, Mammon encourages Garcia to beat on electric drums while he plays the guitar. The therapy won't cure his cancer, but it does, according to Garcia's mom, take away much of the boy's depression.Music therapy can elevate patients' moods and ease the symptoms of depression, according to the American Music Therapy Association. Other benefits include relieving pain, calming tension, aiding sleep, counteracting worry or fear, and easing muscle tension.
Indeed, music is a very powerful tool. If you don't have music in your life, you're missing out on a great pain reliever, a great way to release tension, a great way to get a good night's sleep, and so much more. I remember a report that came out years ago stating that even plants grow better when they're exposed to a steady diet of music. Well, tomorrow we'll take a look at some more personal testimonies as to the healing power of music. Interestingly, it's not just about listening to music. There is great therapeutic power in playing music as well. Again, that happens tomorrow in day two of Studio Classroom's Music to Patients' Ears. Everyone, I want you to have a great day. Bye-bye.